Good afternoon, Gretchen Gondek here for Food for Thought on Siouxland Public Media. In studio today, our guest is Jim Jung, who is associated with the Mary Traley Community House and the Community Garden Management at that nonprofit. Hello, Jim.
Hello, Gretchen.
Happy spring.
Happy Friday spring to you, too.
Tell me what you do as a volunteer at Mary Traley Community House.
Well, it's interesting. Friend Christine McAvoy kind of got me involved in it, and I've gotten more and more involved. I started out with teaching English as a second language at the second level. We have preschool, we have level one, level two, and then tutorial levels, but I teach level two. And after that level, we have a move on to WIT or something like that. But it's fun. It's adults, 10, 15 different countries. The people are there, want to be there. I've taught for 3 years now. No disrespect from them. They're all there. They're courteous. We have fun together, and there's talking across nationalities, across country lines. It's just great to see each other. They're kidding with each other, things like that.
So Mary Traley is part of the mission there is to help immigrants mainstream into...
Assimilate,
yeah.
Whatever, into the community. We have legal. We have one of the legal the lawyers, an immigration lawyer. We have an assistant to her. We've got counselors. We have interpreters, things like that. A lot of things I don't think people realize.
And one thing people may not realize is there is a community garden that you manage.
Yes. Some, one of my friends mentioned, did you know Mary Traley had a community garden? I'm like, nope. So I drove by it and I thought, I don't see it. There wasn't anything growing there. So when I got involved in the teaching, the director at the time asked me if I wanted to be involved in the community garden. I thought, I always keep trying to reinvent myself. I like to keep active, keeps you young, keeps you thinking. So I reinvent myself. And I thought, well, I haven't done a community garden. Why not? So I went out there, 17 plots. It needed weeding and work on it and got it going. This will be my third year working with it. We've got 17 plots. This coming Saturday, tomorrow, we have a cleanup at 1:30 where immigrants are come, staff. I've got 6 tons of dirt there. I never knew how much 6 tons of dirt was.
It's a lot.
The city gardener came and helped me estimate how much I needed. Otherwise, I didn't have a clue. But it's a lot of dirt. But we're going to spread it on each plot, put some compost in, dig it in, rake it, and then it'll be ready for our clients to use. And it's for our clients that they can learn. We have the kids go out into the garden. I have my students go out in the garden, teach them the concept of a community garden. This year, I was able to grow plants under the grow lights. So the kids got to grow some things. My students got to see some things, and we'll put those into the garden.
So the different plots you mentioned, are they assigned to families or individuals?
Individuals or families.
They grow what they want?
What they want, and then I guide them if they're having some trouble suggesting.
And they're responsible for?
They are responsible for the plant, keep it up and keep it watered. We have a water source there. We collect rain, too. So they come in, plant, weed, and then they're able to harvest the vegetables and things. Anything left over, we put inside for people to take as they come to Mary Traley.
So it's kind of a self-sustaining.
It's great. It's sustainable. You know what I mean? Nowadays, a lot of things aren't sustainable, but this is. 70 plots. It's manageable. There's a little tree area bench. You can come there and relax. We're going to get a picnic table. We're going to do a raised herb bed off the ground. Christine McAvoy is going to do that. And some of the emerging women, there's a women's group that gets together, and four of them are going to do garden plots, so that's good.
How many families, individuals take part in the garden, would you say?
Well, there's 17 plots, so you figure what?
People.
Sometimes I'll give one family two, depending how many want. This year, a lady gave up 2 plots, so probably 10, 12 people are involved. And it could be kids, husband, wives.
And are all 17 plots utilized then?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And it'll vary each year. Now, this year, some are coming back to have a plot. We don't charge, and it's unlocked. We have a fence around it, but I've had no vandalism, no problems. Actually, national literature is showing if you have a community garden, the neighborhood starts cleaning itself up. There's less murder. There's less crime. It's interesting, but it's just a phenomenon with a community garden. It's one of the things that follows along as they've studied it.
And where is this by location?
900 Jennings Street. right up from St. Paul's Lutheran Church.
Okay.
Kind of behind Mercy.
So will you be starting planting in another week or so?
Probably tomorrow or Saturday. I mean, on the cleanup, we're going to be probably planting. If they want to plant, they can plant after that. Water it in and go.
And what about the cleanup? Are you looking for volunteers?
Last year for cleanup in the fall, I had a bank group come, and we had fun. They brought food, and they threw tomatoes at each other when we were cleaning up. It was fun. But they really cleaned it up. We cleaned it up like in an hour, and it just looks great. And this spring, it'll be the same thing. We'll have a bunch of different people coming 1:30 Saturday and dig the dirt up, plant, do a bunch of things, and be ready to go for the season. Just real exciting. A lot of fun.
Yeah. And is there anything else that you want to tell us about today on Food for Thought about Meritralia?
With the immigrant, it's interesting. I had no idea about a lot of the immigrants and some of the processes, but it's interesting to see the people. They're so neat. Each of them have a story to tell. And sometimes they'll come early in class and tell me. The other day, a young man came half an hour early and we started talking. He was a soldier 10 years in Eritrea, and he's here now. And they're having famines and different things in Africa. And he's telling, he's getting calls every day. He's trying to go to work, and his family and friends are calling him, asking for money. He said, I just had to turn off my telephone. He was getting so stressed, and you could tell he just wasn't as bubbly and happy as he's been. But that's just one example. And then others will sit down and just start talking to you. And it's a chance for them to use English. And I think a lot of them coming to class and talking like that, it's socialization. They're lonely. And one young lady was just, she looked down and she took it to garden plot. She looked down. I saw one day I was at a stop sign. Somebody was tuning. I turned to my window and it was the lady that I had taught. And she was all bubbly. She's a different person. So I think you actually see some depression and things like that.
Well, Meritralia is providing a very important community service for a diverse group who are coming to this country, learning English, trying to mainstream into careers and education. Is there a tie-in to Western Iowa Tech?
Yes. I've had several students take the English classes, and then they go to Western Iowa Tech for... We used to have Love on 3 and 4. We don't need that, so we send them to Iowa Tech. And one needed math, and she's come out. I think it's a nice progression to get their English skills and then go to Western Iowa Tech.
Well, it's a nice partnership.
It is. Yeah. It works really well. We all try to direct them out that way.
We've been speaking with Jim Jung on Food for Thought today. Jim is with the Meritralia Community House in Sioux City. And now it's time for Wine of the Week. Here's Melissa Spencer, General Manager of M's on 4th.
The wine this week we're discussing is called The Devil You Don't Know. This is vintage year 2014. This is by Gorman Winery out of Columbia Valley, Washington. This is a small niche wine, only 650 cases produced, and it is fairly new to M's on 4th. This is a red blend, 74% Syrah, 11% Grenache, 10% Petit Syrah, and 5% Mourvèdre. This is aged 16 months in new American oak, rated 90 points by Wine Spectator. This is a complex wine with a smooth finish, very approachable. This pairs well with any red meat, grilled foods, spicy foods, and strong, robust cheeses. This is fairly new to the market and new to us, but is gaining rapid popularity, so come in and try it.
Chef Melissa Spencer, General Manager of M's on 4th Street, a proud supporter of Siouxland Public Media. This is Gretchen Gondek, your host for Food for Thought. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great weekend.